This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. The nation is today paying tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during a terrorist attack 23 years ago on 13th December 2001. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the brave hearts who sacrificed their lives defending Parliament during a terrorist attack on this day in 2001. In a social media post, the President remembered the courage and selfless service of the security personnel, stating that they continue to inspire the country. President Murmu also said that the nation remains deeply grateful to them and their families. The Prime Minister also shared that the sacrifice of the martyred will forever inspire the nation. Mr. Modi said that the country remains eternally grateful for their courage and dedication. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and it will be discussed all over the world. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayag Raj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025. The Mahakumbh will start on 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, Mr. Modi launched development projects worth around 6,670 crores, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayag Raj. The Prime Minister said that his government is working towards enrichment of the culture and heritage. The Lok Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Indian Constitution created by the Constituent Assembly was not just an official document, but it was an expression of will of the people. In a veiled attack on the opposition Congress, Mr. Singh said, in the last few years, attempts have been made to project the Constitution as a contribution of a particular party. He said the Constitution is not a contribution of any single party but an unparalleled transformative document aligned with values of India. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress said Constitution is the armor to justice, unity and the right to express. Srimati Vadra accused that the ruling side to have made attempts to break this safety armor. Indian light tank has achieved a major milestone by firing several rounds accurately at different ranges at an altitude of more than 4,200 meters. In a statement, the Defense Ministry said the ILT is being designed as a 25-ton class armored fighting vehicle to meet the requirements of the armed forces for high-altitude applications. The ministry added that with these two phases of internal performance trials, the ILT would be undergoing some more trials before being offered for user trials. Arunachal Pradesh has been recognized as the top adventure travel destination for 2025 by Outlook Traveler. In response to the achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post expressed his happiness, emphasizing the state's appeal to adventure enthusiasts. Mr. Khandu in his post has invited people to explore the pristine beauty, vibrant culture and endless adventures that Arunachal offers. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men flagged off the JK Tyre Orange 4x4 Fury 2024 at the Golden Pagoda in Namsai today, marking the start of the 9th edition of the Orange Festival of Adventure and Music, Dambuk. In a social media post, Men lauded the festival for not only dedicating to competition but also showcasing the unparalleled beauty, culture and warmth of Arunachal Pradesh. Our vision is to elevate this festival to international heights, bringing the world's attention to our rich and heritage stunning landscapes, Mann said. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.